This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome to the Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. All peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate honour to welcome in the studio Dr. Hatham Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, Doctor, I want to take this time, as you know, in previous episodes, we're focusing upon the Quran. And we got to a certain point about saying the Quran is so special in Ramadan. So Let's find out now why the Quran is so special in Ramadan.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. The Quran, as we said, that Allah Jalla wa ala mentioned in three ayat that Allah Jalla wa ala revealed the Quran in Ramadan. So this is more than enough to make Ramadan as the month of the Quran, and that was explicitly mentioned in the first ayah that talk about the Quran and Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. So the month of Ramadan is a special month for the Quran. The Quran should be read more.
Definitely.
During the month of Ramadan. We should put more attention to Quran in Ramadan. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to receive revelation throughout the whole year. And Jibreel, the angel Jibreel, he used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every year in Ramadan to revise with him whatever he taught him throughout the year. And he used to tell him that this verse has been approved, this verse has been abrogated, and so on. And they, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that he used to make mu'arada and mudarasa of the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars said that Jibreel, the angel Jibreel, used to read and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to listen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read and Jibreel used to listen. This is especially in the month of Ramadan. And also she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her on the year he died, on the year the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, that Jibreel revised the Quran twice with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, why? He said, I believe that this is my end time. This is the end of my time. It is a fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put more attention to Quran in Ramadan. And that's why Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be a generous person. He used to be more generous than the blazing wind. And he used to be generous in particular, or more, in the month of Ramadan, when he studies the Quran with Jibreel. And that's why the study of the Quran that takes place in Ramadan, it should have an impact on the personality of the person. Once we talk about philosophy of fasting, this is a very important element. The study of the Quran during the month of Ramadan should change the personality of Muslims.
Definitely.
Why? Because the Quran touches their hearts. The Quran changes them. The Quran teaches them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a result of reading the Quran with Jibreel, he used to be more generous during the month of Ramadan.
Of course.
And see, it is proven that the early scholars used to put more attention to Quran during the month of Ramadan. Imam Malik, he was one of the big imams, of the four imams. He used to leave any teaching or teaching anything, and he used to dedicate himself for the Quran, to read Quran more and more. And they mentioned, you will be really amazed to hear that they mentioned that Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, used to leave everything as well during the month of Ramadan and just focus on reciting the Quran, to the level that he used to finish the Quran 60 times during the month of Ramadan.
Mashallah.
Not only this, they also mentioned that Imam Abu Hanifa, he used to finish the Quran 60 times. He used to finish the Quran 60 times during the month of Ramadan, which means that they used to complete complete recitation of the Quran every day. Subhanallah, this is, by the way, see, many of us, especially for the non-Arabic speaking people, especially for those who do not memorize the Quran, they will say this is unbelievable, this is impossible. But those who memorized the Quran and they read the Quran fluently and frequently as well, they will find Quran easy read.
So a blessing,
passing very quickly.
Of course.
And they can really finish a complete Quran or a recitation of the Quran in maybe you can say 8 hours or something like this, because they read it very very fluent.
Yes, and quickly. I have some questions for you, Dr. Hatham. I hope you don't mind. One of the questions is, I want to ask you very first of all, let's say in the Western world, we get many young children or even people saying, well, I haven't got time to read the Quran. I'm too busy. I have to go to school. I have to go to work. I have to do this. I'm busy. Can I not just put the headphones on and listen to the Quran?
Okay, this is a very good point. You see, when we mentioned about Shafi'i and Abu Hanifa that they recite Quran this number of times, it doesn't mean we tell people leave everything and focus on the Quran. If people can do it, that is very good.
Excellent.
But in the West, people can't do it. So we can't tell them, no, stop going to the school, stop going to universities, etc., and just focus on the Quran, because that is not possible. They will be sacked, etc. They are non-Muslim countries. But whenever the person can do this, that is good. And this is, see, this is why we said planning for Ramadan is really important, because some people who work, they don't have any other commitments. They can take holidays during the month of Ramadan. I'm asking all our brothers and sisters living in the West or living in other countries, you plan your holiday just to maybe travel or to relax or to do something maybe a year ahead. And you don't, why don't you take your holiday during the month of Ramadan?
SubhanAllah, doctor, that's a good
point. So it will be a time for you to recharge your battery, to gain more hasanat, to focus on the Quran, to focus on yourself, not just materialistic life, and so on.
Of course.
If you can do it, then why not? Every single person who works, or most of the people who work, they have a holiday time.
Of course.
Why don't they make the holiday time
a great
for
point.
Quran, and in particular during the month of Ramadan?
Definitely. You know, doctor, what's coming through very strongly is, you know, my message to the viewers at home, forget the dunya, book that holiday for Ramadan, because it's important that we read the Quran, definitely. So moving on, doctor, one of the next questions is definitely for me and the brothers and sisters who can't read or Arabic. So how can we recite the Quran or read the Quran?
Okay, this is a good point. Jazakallah khair for that. And I want to maybe embarrass you, Brother Rafi.
Yes, definitely.
See, you must learn Quran.
Yes.
You must learn Quran. And Don't take it in a very offensive way.
No, it's not offensive, Doctor, see, definitely.
A Muslim who does not read Quran properly is a bad Muslim.
SubhanAllah.
There is no excuse for any Muslim to say that I can't read the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
For me, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And SubhanAllah, there is a statement by Imam Tabari. Imam Tabari, he is the greatest mufassir. You can say that he is the father of all mufassirin. Mufassirin means those who interpret and explained the meanings of the Quran.
Okay.
Very great scholar. Anyway, they said that he wrote in his life what Europe could not write in the Dark Age or in the Dark Ages, him only. And he said to his students, let us write the explanation of the Quran. They said, how big that? He said, 500 or 50,000 paper or,
yes,
or document. They said that, this is impossible. We will die before that. Then he summarized it. And we have his book now, uh-huh, which is Tafsir al-Qur'an,
no,
the Ta'wil of the Qur'an. Uh-huh. We have it ready in our hands. Of course, it is in Arabic.
Yes.
Jami' al-Bayan fi Ta'wil al-Qur'an. He said, Ibn Jarir, he said, I am amazed and I am really surprised to see people enjoying the Quran and they do not understand the Quran. Mm. How can people enjoy the Quran and they do not understand it?
Mm.
What does that mean? It means that the one who does not read the Quran, he is what? He is disattached from Allah Jalla wa Ala,
yes,
from the light of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So how can this Muslim wanted to be a good Muslim and he does not read the Quran?
SubhanAllah.
That's why my message to you and to all of our viewers, whether they are new Muslims, whether their language is Arabic, non-Arabic, all of us have no excuse not to be able to read the Quran fluently.
SubhanAllah.
And we can set a plan,
definitely,
for people to learn Quran and to read Quran.
Sure.
Brother Rafi, you said that your life changed when you started to read the Quran.
Definitely.
And you still do not read Quran very fluently.
Not fluently.
Imagine what will happen to your life if you start reading the Quran fluently.
Definitely.
And as I say to our brothers and sisters, you will never enjoy Islam. You will never enjoy Islam if you are not enjoying the Quran. And you will not enjoy the Quran unless you are very close to the Quran and you read the Quran frequently and,
yes,
fluently.
I definitely agree with you. Well, that's all we have time for right now in this part, Doctor. I guess we'll pick up on after that, after the break.
Inshallah.
We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Well, before the break, we were talking about the Quran and the ultimate reason why we must read the Quran in Ramadan, and especially in the Arabic language. And Dr. Hatham was saying, look, you must read the Quran in Arabic. It's important that a Muslim must know. The doctor touched my heart once again by saying, look, you yourself, Rafi, you must learn the Quran. So, doctor, let's pick up on and say, what is that plan to learn the Quran in Arabic?
Yeah, Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. First of all, that reading the Quran, the Quran in English is not reading the Quran, is reading the meanings of the Quran.
Yes.
And that is good. The person will learn the basic meanings of the Quran, but it is not an act of ibadah.
Mm-hmm.
What is an act of ibadah is what? To read the Quran in Arabic, because Allah revealed that, Allah likes that.
Yes.
Allah likes His words to be recited everywhere in the world.
Mm.
And that's why we like to see more people reading the Quran. We would like to see non-Muslims start reading the Quran and submitting the to the Quran.
Yes.
Why? Because then Allah sees more people glorifying Him through reciting His own words.
Definitely.
So, and that's why, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very famous hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who reads any single letter from the Quran, he will get one hasana. He will get one hasana. Mm. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't say alif lam mim as one letter. I say alif is letter, lam is letter, mim is letter. So by reading alif lam mim, you will get three hasanat. In fact, you will get more than that. Brother Rafi, do you know that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is one verse from the Quran, and it is the first verse of Surah Fatiha. Do you know that it includes 19 letters? 19 letters means 19 hasana, good deed. In fact, Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of His generosity, He said that normally, the hasana, out of His generosity, He said the hasana will be given as 10 hasanat. When a person makes one hasana, Allah will give him 10 hasanat. And Allah even may multiply it more than that. So the one who reads, listen, our viewers, the one who reads just Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, he will get 19 hasana. In fact, 19 times 10, 190 hasana. How long it takes to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? Okay, take the other story. Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, it includes more than 150 letters. Just Surah Fatiha. Which means what? Which means 1,500 good deed. By just reading Surah Fatiha.
Yes.
That does not take even maybe 1 minute or so.
Of course.
To read Surah Fatiha.
Of course.
So, by reading Surah Fatiha, you are getting 1,500 hasana. And it is the mercy of Allah that we Muslims read Surah Fatiha at least 17 times a day, because we are praying 5 times a day and we are doing 17 rak'ah a day.
Yes.
2 in the Fajr, 4 Duhr, 4 Asr, 3 Maghrib, 4 Isha, the total is 17.
Definitely.
We read Surah Fatiha 17 times. 17 times 1,500 hasana, which means that by reciting Surah Hasana, we are getting almost 30,000 hasana.
Of course.
Doctor, every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. And by the way, if you may
of
allow
course,
me, I
ahead.
Would like
yes.
to take this opportunity. My dear brothers and sisters, especially we are talking to people from different backgrounds,
everywhere.
From people in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things that you do is to teach people how to read Surah Fatiha.
Yes.
Wallahi, see, if we know and we believe in the reward that we will get by teaching people Surah Al-Fatiha, we will pay money to people in order for them to accept that they receive Surah Fatiha from us.
Mm.
In order for them to accept that we teach them Surah Fatiha. Not they pay us money in order to what? In order to teach them. Normally people, you know, when you want to study something, you go and you pay your teacher. We should pay people money in order for them to learn how to read Surah Al-Fatiha. Why? Because as far as the person reading Surah Al-Fatiha, the one who taught him Surah Al-Fatiha will get a similar reward.
Sure.
So, for example, you accepted Islam. The one who taught you Surah Al-Fatiha, Brother Rafi, whenever you read, whenever you pray, the daily prayer, you will read Surah Al-Fatiha 17 times. You will get 30,000 hasana. The one who taught you, he will get 30,000 hasana for himself, and he will get similar 30,000 hasana because he taught you.
MashaAllah.
So every day you are giving him 30,000 hasana. And whenever he dies, you will be continuously giving him in his grave 30,000 hasana, 30,000 hasana, and so on. Not only this, you said you have a daughter,
yes.
You started to teach her Surah Fatiha, you will be getting 30,000 hasana for your daughter, and that person who taught you Surah Fatiha, he will get 60,000 hasana because you taught your daughter and he was the source of this.
Mashallah.
So he will be getting 30,000 hasana for your daughter, yes. 30,000 hasana for you. And it will be what? Going
continuous.
On yes. and on. SubhanAllah.
Mashallah.
This is by what? By teaching Surah Al-Fatiha.
Definitely.
That's why I appeal to all of our brothers and sisters, first of all, to learn how to read Surah Al-Fatiha properly,
uh-huh.
and then to teach it to other people.
Definitely.
Sorry, I just diverted a little bit because it is very important to talk about Quran.
Yes.
Now, you said about how can we read Quran in Arabic. First of all, Allah Jalla wa Ala confirmed that He made it easy to read Quran. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ We made it easy for those who want to read it. In the beginning, Brother Rafi, you might find that it is a little bit difficult because the muscles of your tongue are not trained to read the Arabic statement,
yes.
like the kha,
yes.
like the a, like the da.
Definitely.
And
they grab your throat and go, say, and we can't do it.
Exactly. But believe me, once you get into
yes.
it will be very
Inshallah.
Smooth. Very easy.
Definitely.
And that's why you will find in the West, I send my child to a Muslim school, and in that Muslim school, most of the people are not Arabs.
Yes.
They memorize the Quran by the age of 10.
Yes.
In my son's school.
Of course.
They memorize the Quran, many of them. This is the plan, that they memorize the Quran by the age of 10. From different backgrounds, Pakistanis, Bengalis, Somalis, some of them are white people.
Yes.
Wallahi, if you listen to them, you will say, Subhanallah, is this a Bangladeshi guy who is reading? Of course, they are Westerner Bangladeshi
yes,
because
yes,
they were
the West,
born
yes.
in the Take West. It,
yes.
So they are not fluent in their own language. But when they are fluent in English.
Yes.
And they
Mashallah.
Find the same difficulties in pronouncing kha, ha, da, ain,
yes.
and so on. But if you listen to them, wallahi, you will enjoy the recitation.
Of course.
And you will see those younger children, they are competing. Oh, they say, oh, I am reading like Sudais, you know, the Imam of the Haram.
Yes.
My favorite reciter is Ash-Shatiri. And they read it exactly like Sudais
yes.
or Shatiri or Ghamdi or so on. How?
Totally.
Subhanallah.
Yes.
وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Anyway, just to cut it short, you need to, first of all, learn the alphabets. And this is
Inshallah.
Easy. Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, and so on.
Yes.
Yeah? And then you need to learn how to read the words. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Yes.
I think we are running out of time.
Definitely. I'm so sorry, Doctor.
Okay. Just quickly.
Yes.
Always keep a copy of the Quran that has the Arabic and the English, if you are English
uh-huh.
or your language. Have it with you, and then
Always.
We can explain the plan later, inshallah.
Of course, inshallah. Dr. Haytham, once again, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. I really do want to bring this conversation back to you. Maybe next time we can pick up on this discussion. Thank you so much for joining
Jazakallah
us. Well, thanks for joining us today in the studio. Until next time, I leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.